Shalom Boker Tov. We are on page 48, Memchet, Talmud Eser Sefirot, and I would like to read the Ari aspect, the Etz Chaim, that's the Aleph, that's what's written enlarged. From the beginning, I want you to come to a focus. Vata nevaer bechinat bet sheyesh beyut sefirot. There are, we said, two aspects to the ten sefirot. Halo bechinat or hayosher, kedimyun gimel kavim, ketsurat adam ha'elyon. There is the aspect of yosher. Yosher means, comes from the word yashar. Kedimyon, as when we imagine, this yosher has three kavim, three channels within it. Ketsurat, that means in the form of Adam. So what is telling you that Adam is the Kav, is the Yosher, is the Yosher? That's why we say only Israel is Adam. It's Yosher. And what it comes, he says that it has three Kavim, three lines, three channels go through him, the right, the left, and the center. והנה דרך הקו מתפשט מלמעלה למטה, and through this kav that we call Adam, it מתפשט, illuminates from above to below, אשר ממנו מתפשטים העיגולים. That means the עיגולים is within Adam, and when the kav goes through, it mitpashet, it illuminates those igulim. Now, what are the igulim? Igulim are the keilim, are the vessels that they came from, and so forth. Keilim that came from, and so forth. Vegam hakav ha'u mitpashet beyosher milemala lemata mirosh. Gaga elyon shel igula elyon mikulam. And this kav starts from the most, the gag, that means the roof, the top. What is the top of the top? What's the name, Sefirah, of top of the top?
Keter.
Keter of Keter. That's the gag. Keter of the Keter is called gag. Gag means roof. So whenever you want, in the Kabbalah, we want to make a reference to gag. Keter, we're talking about gag. So you want, what is the gag of this house?
Is the roof. But the only problem is that the gag of this house is not concealed. But when you refer to Keter, it's concealed.
Right now, do you see the gag of the this? Unless you get out. You cannot see the gag. Can you?
But if you go outside, you can see.
Yeah. It. If you go outside of yourself, too, you will see yourself. You will see.
That was good.
The point is, you are inside.
The gag of this house is the sky.
It's just an example. It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. Ad lemata mitachtet siyum kol ha'igulim mamash. So this kav, which Adam is, comes from first igul and all the way to the end igul, milemala lemata. From above to below. Kulam miyut sefirot. And from the above, all the way to down, all the way to the end, there is eser sefirot. Beso tzelem Adam yasha. Now what is my tzelem? My tzelem is this Adam, this first kav. The first kav is my tzelem. Whatever, it's from this kav. Bal koma ve zakufa. It has levels, it has a koma, and zakufa, and it's a straight. A bended Adam has a different meaning. And this Adam is a straight. Kalul miremach varim. It has 248 parts. Mistayerim betziur gimel kavim yamin v'smol v'emtza. They are 248. And they are divided and they are formed. They are formed as a right and the left and the middle. You have a right hand. You have a left hand. Hand is your ever, is your part, your element. There is an element which is right. There is an eye which is a right eye. The right eye energy is a different than the left eye energy. By the way, where do we know this? When you take the tzitzit and you want to say the Shema, then you say v'ra'item oto. That means look at it. Look at it what? What is their secret to see? It says, yes, when you see, first you see with your right eye, that has a one kind of a yichud. And then you have your left eye, and left eye has a different yichud. Same way that you balance when you do stereo. What do? If you don't balance the stereo, if it's only one side, it's kind of a crooked. It's not balanced. You don't see well. So God is really giving you an opportunity in Shema, literally to balance and focus your eyes by making a yichud off by looking at the tzitzit. Now, what are you talking about? Exactly what it is I'm talking about. Because it's the physical world is the tool for me to bring more spiritual into it, including my eyes. וכלול מיות ספירות בכללות. So this, everything really is made of 10 ספירות, 10 עיגולים, and each ספירה has 10 ספירות and to the infinite. ב. הנה יש באדם התחתון ה' בחינות אורות. In the Adam here, תחתון, in this world, he's talking about this first kav came into the system of the halal. He calls Adam. That's Adam Elion. Now he says, all the way, forget about what happens, but it comes to a point called Tachton, end. At this end, he creates Adam exactly in the image of this. This first Adam becomes the Tselem of this Adam. He becomes the Tselem. Now we will see and understand what is the structure of this Tselem. And when I understand the structure of this Tselem, I understand specifically my own structure. Both psychologically, mentally, physiology, everything. Because everything is right in the Tselem.
And you said the first cup is that Tselem.
It's the Tselem of Adam Yashar, yeah. Vezakuv. And first, one of the 18 brachot that you say is what? Adonai Metir Zekufim. It brings you up. You bend yourself. You're supposed to be yashar, standing like a general, like a soldier. That's what you're supposed to do. But the pressure of life, quote unquote, bends you. But like God gives you to rise again. So here comes, he says, this Adam has four lights in it, lights, orot. Hanefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, vehem hei ma'alot. And they are showing 8, 5 degrees. Zu lemala mizu. Zu lemala mizu. This one, nefesh, then ruach, above nefesh. Neshama, above ruach. Chaya, above neshama, yechida, above after all. Who is the kolel? Bravo. Yechida includes all of them. And now if I come to chaya, how many lights chaya is included? Bravo.
But I have a question. What about nefesh? Nefesh is not included in
the
lights?
And yes, of course. Now, he comes and tells you nefesh by itself has 5 levels too. Okay? So, but nefesh is the end.
So what would be the lowest of nefesh?
Nefesh. Now, nefesh by itself goes into micro, goes into yetzara tova, yetzara ra. This is now energy is into this nefesh. You have a red cell, you have a white cell, you have the plasma that holds all of it together. The whole big picture is in a small of atomic picture. What the atom has again, electron, proton, neutron. And then when you go more inside, you'll find the quartz, the 12, and etc. All the structure is the same. Whether it's in the atom or it's inclusive. It's the same. That doesn't change. Whether it becomes into a small piece or a big piece. That's why it says sefirot, they are, the whole thing are what, essentially? 10 sefirot and 10 lights. Or five sefirot, keter, chuchma, bina, zerampin, malchut, zerampin being six parts, altogether 10.
It's 10 because nefesh is repeating, is returning five.
Well, it's not the nefesh that is returning. Nefesh is the light. Light doesn't do anything. The vessel does. When we say nefesh, nefesh is orot, is light. Okay. Light doesn't do anything. The vessel does. You have to slowly recognize there is a difference between the vessel and the light. If there is no vessel, there is no light. But the light came before the vessel. Malchut is the one that has the Tzimtzum on it. There is a Tzimtzum on Malchut always. Wherever it is you find a Malchut, wherever you find a vessel, there is a limitation. Come on, here it's one vessel, one cup. Limitation, 12 ounces.
Because it's five coming down and five going up.
Yes, that's Or Chozer you are talking, and the Or Chozer is the only way to capture a light now. But if you capture a light, not necessarily you have a vessel. You got an idea. But did you execute the idea? When the idea has a vessel, it comes into the vessel level. When that idea becomes into a dot, into a structure.
He's cold. I'm asking him.
Vehei sefirot hem pei pa'amim barchei nafshi. And we know that every Rosh Chodesh we say Barchei Nafshi, and Barchei Nafshi is, what's Barchei Nafshi? Is to give bracha to the nefesh. And there is five times repetition of the word nefesh, and it comes from Masechet, Brachot, etc., etc. Nagime. Vehine bichinat hayut sefirot ha'igulim kulam. Ten sefirot of igulim, because there is a difference between sefirot of yosher, how the sefirot of yosher stand, one on top of the other, how the sefirot of igulim stand, one inside in the other. Bravo! Remember that always. Now he says, "Hine bichnat ayut sefirot a igulim." He's talking about igulim. Kulam yesh bahem kol abichinot haniskal lemala, shehem orot vekelim. So when we're talking about igulim, and those are the keilim that came from Ensof, we are talking about vessels and the light. But the light, not necessarily the light of Ensof. Because what is the light, the true light of Igul? Light of Ein Sof. Because they are the vessels of Ein Sof. Now, those vessels of Ein Sof now reappeared into this halal. Kav comes in. We said the Kav feeds light into the Igul. Now, therefore, the Igul doesn't get the light of Ein Sof anymore. Gets a different light. Now, what kind of a light Igul gets? Only one kind, called Nefesh. Igul doesn't get no other light. What is the light of Igul? Only Nefesh. What makes can go into Igul? Only Nefesh. Anything else? No, the light of, if you want to know the light of Igul, is Nefesh.
The lower Igul.
All the Igulim. The light of Igul is or Nefesh.
That's impossible.
I'll tell you what.
Because the Keter has a different...
Now, Keter is your head.
Right.
Correct? You get an idea. Who gets it? Your nefesh. Your ruach. No, your ruach is not there. You have to start from below to above. You cannot start from, hey, I don't want to deal with the nefesh business. I want to deal with the ruach business. No, the idea is given first to your lowest level, called nefesh. And what is your lowest level, the vessel that you have, the lowest vessel you have? Is it gul of malchut? You are the vessel. What, some kind of a vessel. What is the light that you get? It's nefesh. Remember that. The first idea that you get, that boom you get, only level of nefesh. It's not level of yechida, chaya, chokhma. Oh, no. It's only in a spark, and it is for a nefesh. That's right. So when you get an idea, don't think you got the most exalted idea. No. It's only level of nefesh. That's the igud. Now let's go. It's very important here because now you're going to start understanding, you're going to see yourself in three dimensions. We don't see ourselves in three dimensions. Eventually, we're going to bring that into six dimension. Otherwise, and that's why the movies now are starting to show you things and the computers start showing things into three dimension, because the level of understanding changes. You see better. So here it comes and it says the following. All the gigulim have the lights and the keilim. He says two things. Exist in the world. There is a vessel and there is a light. Everything. Is a vessel, is a light. If there is a cup, it's for a purpose of tea or coffee. And there is a vessel only takes cold water. There is a vessel only takes hot water. Everything is a vessel and a light. Now, let's take the light and understand what this light is. They're not one different, one light. In general, two lights. There is a light that is inside the vessel, and there is a light that's outside of the vessel. If you are a vessel, there is a light of you that is inside you, and there is a light of you that's outside of you.
The surrounding light?
The surrounding light. Already proven, exist. We don't have to anymore depend on Emunah. Okay? There is a light outside you. I come to your domain, you feel me. And there is a light inside you. That's as far as the or is concerned. Now, what kind of equality is the makif? What kind of equality is the pinimi? How many lights essentially they are? And is this chesed? Is this din? Is this rachamim? Is this that? Never mind. Only two kinds. There is an or that is inside you. A stick that goes inside you is what kind of a light it is. Is the steak you eat is different than watermelon you eat? Is both the same nourishment to your body?
No.
No. So it depends what it is you're eating. Yes.
I have a question. Going back to what you said about Igulim, in the Kealim from Enso.
Right.
But there are also the Kealim for Nefesh.
There are Kealim for everything. There is, we said that Igulim has Eser Sefirot, that the Kavim are divided into Eser Sefirot, the Yosher is divided into Eser Sefirot, and there is Igulim.
So if I consider our body as one of those Kavim, it means that it was there from Enso. But doesn't it, the Torah says that it took the soul from different corners and created the body?
Yeah. Yes.
But if the body
already was there to begin with from En Sof. Why does it need to create it?
There is not the light of En Sof into the vessel. There is a vessel, but the wrong light in it. And the appropriate light now has to be brought in. The igul, the light of the igul is not nefesh.
But what is that action of creating the body with regards to igulim? Like, it says that, you know, it takes the soil and creates the...
Now, where do you find your igul? Look at your body. Where are your igul? Only in the rosh. Only in the rosh. You don't find the iguls as igul. The rest in the body becomes kav. All the ever becomes kavim, other than the heart, really. More or less, heart is still around. But the rosh is only igul, and has eser sefirot. And rosh has eser sefirot. But how come I find two holes here, eyes, and two holes, ears, and two holes, nose, and one mouth, seven? He says, because the igul of this igul, this Eser Sefirot, which is the Gimel Rishonim, Keter Chochma Bina, is concealed. Because I'm not in the world of 10, I am in the world of 7. So that three part is concealed. Now,
can I say something about the
Or Makif? No, not yet. No, stay, relax. Vahakli. A kli. We said or two kind. If there is two kind of ors, there must be two kinds of kelim. That means there is a kli for or pinimi. There is a kli for or chitzon, outside. The makiv has his own kli. The pinimi has his own kli. The kli of pnimi is different than the kli of the chitzon, the outside. So essentially what I'm dealing with two vessels. I'm not one vessel. I have the interior vessel, the exterior vessel, the interior light, and the exterior light to deal with. Four things. Okay? And these four things is divided into three parts. Head, body, and legs. Four things in three different malot. Now, והכלי נחלק לחיצון פנימי וכאן בחינת יוס ספירות דיושר בציור אדם, and this קו יושר is בציור, is in the ציור is drawing. Comes the world of Yetzirah, where the formation is made. Yesh bo kol ha-bichinot ha-elu be'etzem, be'etzmam. This Yosher goes through Igulim, then Yosher, then Igulim. It starts from Eser Sefirot of Yosher, from the beginning, from the Gag, from the roof, all the way to the end. And when he goes from the beginning to the end, he goes through Eser Sefirot of Igulim and Eser Sefirot of Yosher. But when it goes through the Sefer Sefirot of Yosher, it goes in Shaloshet Kavim, in three columns, right, left, and center. And it has 248 parts. It's amazing the way he sets it up. You have all the igulim, but now I'm going to make it easy for you. When it goes, first light comes. You say, now you have to bring all the information you studied and bring it now to here, to see this Adam. This Adam is in motion. It's unbelievable. It says, this Kav is the Adam. Again, let's go. First the light comes, and we said there is goes. This light goes straight from above, straight to the center, Nekuda Emtzai, to the end, and then there must be a Or Chozer. So the first time that light comes into a Chalal, consider that I am a halal at first. There's nothing in me. It's just a vessel, a domain that the light can come. If there is a darkness, only in the darkness you can bring light. Can you bring light into light? I mean, reality I'm talking. If it is a light, there is a light. You're not going to bring another light. It's only, can you bring a candle here? Is it going to change anything? No. It's not going to change. So, now he says, I am a halal. The kav comes in. Kav comes in three columns. And not only comes three columns, goes through Eser Sefirot first. What are those Eser Sefirot first? It's only your head. The Or Chozer is not in the body. The Or Chozer is in your head. That's the first Eser Sefirot. When Eser Sefirot comes to your head and you get an idea, he says, wait a minute, it's a level of Nefesh. This light, and it comes to the Igul, what kind of it is? It's Nefesh. Follow. You make Or Chozer. So you capture a light. You have only captured, this is only an idea. It's only in your head. Now, Kav starts. What is Kav? Your body. The Kav is your body. Look at, everything in your body is Kav. Now you got to put in your mouth and eat it and digest it, or pinimi, and then, is there anything still on your plate? Yes, you just ate the one bite. Did you finish your food? No. Did you get the whole nourishment? Not yet. You are still eating. When you say the bracha mazon at the end, then you finished. That's the body part. That's the work part. The Or Chozer is first done in the head. The Or Chozer is not in the body. What I do in the body? Do I vomit my body? My what I eat? No. I'm not an animal. When I eat, I take the nitzutz, the sparks, out of what I ate. We said we are the factory. I get a nourishment. I get a special nourishment. Now I come with the tefillah. Here it is, my mouth again. And I return. The tehillot. What is tehillot? What is tehillot Hashem? What do you mean? God needs me to praise? No, this realization out of the eating that I had, mental eating, eye eating, ears eating, nose eating, mouth eating, touch eating, all this eating, I come to praise God. Because I recognize what I ate, what was it? Whether I read something and I understood, whether I ate and I understood the greatness of God. Now I come to my mouth again, which is the malchut of my head, of Eser Sefirot, of Igulim. I go back to Igulim because the only way that my words are able to travel the space and all back to itself are what kind of a vessel? Just a moment. Excuse me. Can I go to moon, take an airplane, a helicopter? Oh, no. It's not a proper vessel. Can't get out of here. So I need a proper vessel, go all the way to Ein Sof. Now you're understanding what tefillah means. Ein Sof, what do I need? I need a vessel that can carry me through all this distance, all the way back. Capable to go back where it was. And so, what vessels do I need? Igulim. That's why words becomes wave. It's not linear anymore. Is it linear? No, it's wave. It's igul. That's why what comes out of your mouth is the most important thing. It's igul. You send it back to the source. But you need a vessel to send it back. You cannot send a helicopter to take it up. Helicopter will burn in the middle. Space shuttle. You need a space shuttle. Bravo!
That's why the mouth is probably the same day as the moon.
Okay. I like that. I like that. That's Zach Baruch. Very nice.
The mouth of the person spreads.
So our head is the
Igulim. Where the Igulim reside. Now, hold on. I'm going to help you one step more. But it is not too much information. The domain of your head is the domain of which light? Nefesh feeds it. Yes, I have all the five. But what? Neshama, bravo. You remember, and that's God helps you a lot. The Igulim, which... No, don't break it, but take it humbly. The Igulim are the head, and only Neshama reveals the true aspect of that Igul, true portion of that Igul that you worked for. So that's why you have to bring the Neshama to your mind, the light of Neshama, because light of Nefesh was in the Igul. Right? Now then you have to bring what light into this Igul to become more complete? Ruach. After you finish Ruach, you have to bring one more level, higher level. What? Neshama. When you bring the light of Neshama into your Igul, into your head, you have completed the job. Our work is not to bring Chaya veYechida. Chaya Yechida, Boel Paro. Come, I am going to help you.
So by default, Neshama is not in the head, the Or of Neshama. You have to bring it.
Oh, yes. That's the Or Chozer. You do the work. You capture a light, initial light. It's a nefesh. You take the nefesh, you work, you do mitzvot with it, you do sheshet yamim ta'avot, 6 days you work, Shabbat, all that. What Shabbat is? What really Shabbat is? Malchut. It's the final vessel. It's where you bring the light into the vessel. You get it in order to go for another six. Now, here is most important. We said the light of Igul initially is Nefesh. Follow. What is the light of Kav? Kav. Do you know what you said?
The Kav.
What is the light of the Kav? The light of Igul. Now, each Igul connected by who?
A Kav.
What is the light of Igul? Nefesh. Who brings this Nefesh?
Ruach. Ruach brings the Nefesh?
Yes. If I'm talking about Orot, stay with Or. If I'm talking about vessel, talk with the vessel. If I'm talking about Orot, who brings Nefesh? Ruach brings, and we said Ruach brings, like father brings son. Is Nefesh included in the Ruach? Yes. Who brought it? Ruach. But does Ruach uses the light of Nefesh for itself? No, this is not his light. He's the carrier. He's the tzaddik. He's the channel. That's why he says Tri Kavim. He's the channel. He goes from Ensof, brings the right of Nefesh for who? For Igul, final Igul. Who is the final Igul? What's the name of final vessel? Malchut. I want you to pick up on understanding when we're talking light, immediately switch to light. That means see the things through the way light sees. When it says vessel, it's vessel. Now, in order to make it comfortable for you, whenever we are talking about light, you see from above to below. Always, above, below. Light always comes from above to below. That's a vessel already. Bravo. That's a vessel already. Or Chozer is already vessel. There is no other vessel than Or Chozer. But remember again, I remind you, a vessel has Katnut and Gadlut. That means at first it's a baby. At first when you receive Or Chozer, it's a baby, it's Katan. Whenever I say Katan, I'm talking about Elohim. Whenever I say Gadol, I'm talking about Yudke Vavke. Hashem Yazor Lachem. Because you need to see those things. You need to be able to click to see it from the Shem of Hovaya or Shem Elohim. They are all the same. Adonai wa Elohim. But, you see, I say light, see from above to below. I say vessel, see from below to above. Yes, please.
From what you said, my understanding is that Or Panimi is what enters the...
What you digest. Becomes part of your 248 part of your body. That's Or Panimi. Very nice. Now you said the fa. Very nice. We said the body, the Adam, is divided on three kav and three levels. Rosh, Toch, Sof. Rosh is Keter Chochma Bina, or Chochma Bina Da'at is the same. That's Keter. Going from above to below is Keter Chochma Bina. And eventually when it comes, something comes from the body up to the brain, because there is something, the purest blood goes to brain. From where? From below. So something gets above, gets from below. Now that, when you brought it to Gadlut, Hovaya, is from below to above. Naturally, you have to eat. That's Elohim. But what kind of a gas comes out of you, that's up to you.
What is that or called? I mean,
now, therefore, if it is Eser Sefirot of Rosh, there is a Malchut of Rosh. What is the Malchut of Rosh? Peh. There is Guf. There is a Malchut of Guf. Where is Malchut of Guf? No. Absolutely not. When you are a Ibur, that means when you are in the womb, that's your Malchut. That's correct. But when you are out, this is Satum. This is closed. There's nothing you cannot get there. Your Yesod, that means the element of production, is your Yesod. What comes out of you is your Malchut. What comes out of you is your Malchut. That's the level of Guf. Now, what is the Malchut of Sof? End.
Feet.
Your Eke, your bottom of the heel. That's where we talked. So we have to take bravo to take the light, not only through Rosh, Eser Sefirot of Rosh, Eser Sefirot of Guf, Eser Sefirot Shel Sof End Legs too. And remember, that everything practically, look at the leg, already is long, kav. But the head of this kav and the head of this kav is kind of a round.
So the Or Panimi enters all the way to Ekev?
All the way to your Sipornaim. That means the nails of your feet is literally klipa. That's the connected to Kilipa. The lowest level of Kilipa.
So the Vav for Yaakov is the Ruach.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to read it right now. We are doing good today. If you see this picture now, this how Adam is really structurally is working, and then slowly we will get to see, oh, head department really works different than goof department.
So was Yaakov grabbing onto the brothers when he comes to this world?
Bravo.
He has something related to...
But next time, you see, this is Adam fault. What you are asking is beautiful. It's correct.
No, I thought
it fits.
About it. He's,
Here we go. It says the question is
if
that.
It's not related, you don't have
no,
to
no, talk. It is. It said there is nothing in the Torah that you don't say. You say it's not related. He says, what is this that Yaakov grabbed now the Ekev of Esav? Who is Esav? If Yaakov is the Ruach, now what is the Esav then? What is Esav is coming now? First of all, we say the first what comes, what level of light comes in? Never. So Esav is representing what? It's that aspect. Who is bringing the nefesh? Ruach. It's the ruach that brings nefesh behemit. Nefesh animal aspect. Mm-hmm. And what Yaakov brings is the aspect of the ruach. Isn't the? It didn't we say that the kav is three channels? So that means ruach has how many channels? Three major channels. But by the way, we will see it is these three major channels create 310 olamot, worlds. Don't think this ruach domain is a simple one. 310 different of levels of olamot. The ruach. And the most difficult and part of our work is to put seder, to put order into these 310 worlds. Our work, the whole problem is not on the nefesh part. That's easy, that's solved already. The major problem is the ruach, because it's a lot to deal with and requires a rigorous discipline because it has, who is running literally this ruach part? Who's running? Malachim. They have their own set of malachim, and they each malach for everything, every single action, every single idea. There is a malach, and has an order, has a ministers, has heads, has. They have colors, they have flags, they have orders. They unbelievable. There is Beit Din up there. There is an upper one, lower one. There is Gan Eden there. There is whatever you want. You can find it this world. Anything, by the way, I'm going to, this is Bezrat Hashem, if it is for Tuesday, anything you need.
We've never spoken about angels, like a class with angels. I've been talking about angels and stuff.
Let's first understand the world.
Oh, okay.
And then we understand who is running this world. But if you Tadaraba, if you jump and you say, okay, you know what? Never mind what the law of this world is. Just give me who's the boss. I want to talk to the boss. He says, okay, yeah, come on in. And he takes you. But these guys, they don't keep because they have one very definite, specific order to do. Each malach. They don't deviate, they don't change idea, they don't have variances, they don't have compassion, they don't have none of those things. That is what they got to do. They take hair. And you know what? They don't like Adam very much. They don't.
Whatever the name is.
They don't. None of them. Because they think you are not worthy. You earn. Moshe was, Moshe wanted to go through there, this domain. They say, well, you were born by a woman? What are you doing here? He got scared. He says, hey, Hashem, what are you talking about? He says, don't be afraid. Hold on, come up. He went through a lot of, anyway, let's, yes. No, it has the energy of Behemoth. Now, you said something very nice. God emptied a vessel, gave me a vessel, a body, which is empty, Now, we know anything empty, what koach, what energy goes in it, if it is empty.
That's
bad. Huh?
Bad.
Always remember. We said, what is bad? Something that's not complete. So if the light is not in the vessel, if it's not, it's empty, garbage gets in there. Come on, you have an empty room. Immediately you make it a storage. How fast it gets to fill up? It's your character. You keep on filling it up.
But if you want the good light to come in, you also have to empty it first.
And now, bravo, empty out the garbage, paint the place, that's Pesach, paint the place, clean the place, put appropriate furniture in it. Now you can live in it. Exactly the same. God says, here it is, I gave you an empty, but I gave you a starter. And I gave you a brain to make a decision what kind of a furniture to put in, what kind of a character to put in. I give you everything, A to Z. But if I give you A to Z, I am going to give your enemy, and I'm going to create an enemy for you within you. I am going to make it. I'm going to give him all that, and I'm going to give him a power A to Z too. You have Eser Sefirot, I'm going to give him Eser Sefirot. And then you know what? I'm going to cut his guy, I'm going to cut your guy. I want you to work on the seven, level of seven, and he's going to bother you on the level of seven. Hold on. You take care of the seven aspect. You make all the decision on the seven aspect. If you did the seven aspect and you made the teshuvah, and you agreed to make a teshuvah, and you agreed to become better and to improve and da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, I'll tell you something. Teshuvah is not completed till the head aspect is two. What is the head aspect? It says, you know what? There are the igulim. And the igulim, because they are ensof, they can hold impressions, ensof impressions in there. And those are the pleasures in your head. Because you did the sin, you put in a sin impression of pleasure in your head. Now, in order to correct the head, boel paro, come on, come here. We go together. You cannot do it alone. Why? Because that requires gar, chokhma, bina, dat. And that, without me, without the neshama, I can't do it.
Tikkun nefesh. Is the or chozer?
No.
It has to be. No. Nefesh is here to serve the ruach.
Yeah. Serve Hashem. What ruach? You can be have a chas v'shalom ruach shedim. Now, let's go to Tet.
I'm sorry, this site that you said, the seven sefirot, the ten sefirot of the Hemi, with regards to what you're talking, where is that located?
Both within you, like a white cells and red cells. The red cell is the aspect of desire to receive for oneself alone. It's not desire to receive for oneself alone. No, I'm sorry, it's a desire to receive. How important are you? What is your importance as far as the spiritual world is concerned?
Desire.
Your desire to receive. If you don't have desire to receive, you're not worthy. Your worth, real worth, is how much desire to receive you have. If you don't have desire to receive, now, I'm not defining what to receive. Just first, you gotta have a desire to receive. First, if you don't have desire to receive, nothing is gonna move. If you a dead doesn't have a desire to receive. Now, what direction you give to yourself, desire to receive, to go, to become, whether for yourself or for sake of sharing or for sake of purpose of Hashem. Or your work that Hashem gave you. That's the difference. I take this desire to receive to fulfill my personal needs. Period. A tzaddik will go and say, I have a desire to receive, but I have a desire to receive for ahavat olam. I care. One thing that I experienced on Tuesday is one of our students, honestly, after this lesson, came seriously crying.
No, I've heard.
Yeah, seriously was affected. He felt it through his neshama. He says, really, I got to go through? And he picked on it. And feel the pain of the rest of the world? I said, yeah, it is. The ultimate, what it is. Ahavat Olam, what is Ahavat Olam? If you love the world, you feel the pain of the world. If you don't feel the pain of the world, well, you are on your own point. Yeah. First do it in the lower world, then we will see. Then the upper world, there is no problem. The problem is that the lower world, there is a separation. There is this I. I'm worried about myself. I to survive. I to get. I to continue. I have to have future. This I brings this separation. But in the world of spirituality, there is no such a separation. That's why as soon as you become a spiritual, you will be less inclined to be selfish. You lose your selfishness. You become humble. What do you got to become Lashvitz too?
Now, as far as the Omakip and Okimi, do they have female and male aspects to them?
Wow. Now, let's stay. No, the male has... Yeah, there is a difference between the vessel. But now I'm going to throw a bombshell to you. The light says, Lo Shiniti. I'm not going to change. Can I change the Ratzon of Hashem? This is Tuesday, by the way. It's going to come to you. Can I change his Ratzon?
No.
Did Moshe ever change his Ratzon? God's Ratzon?
Yes.
No. Absolutely, his ratzon. He doesn't change. What is Hovaya? Is ratzon. Is he change? He never changes. He's Hayah of every year. Now, is Hove was in Hayah? Is Hove present? Was in past? Why didn't you take care of it then? See how last year? Now how about future? Was in the past too? Is it in the Hove too? Okay, in the past you didn't take care of the present. At least present take care of the future. You see how God gives you an opportunities? This is what I want you to start. Don't rush like everybody else thinks. Nobody has taught you how to think. The only lesson that you will learn to think, and automatically, you know when you put a program here? You put a program here, and I just have to push a button, everything else is going to be taken care of. Same way. Push the right button, everything that should take care of, the program is already in you.
Yeah, but on the other hand, we have a lot of lessons that you're telling us that we have to be in the present and not be thinking about, you know, like what's going to happen. Or
right.
This. So what is that we need to do?
You realize that the time is divided into three parts. Adam is divided in three parts. Season is divided in three parts each season. So you come and says, hey, wait a minute, so there is three phases for me to go, three aspects, a complete, if it has head, and a complete parzuf, we say, a complete faith, is when it has rosh, toch, sof. When you, only you complete your head, and you have the idea, and you understood the idea, is not complete. Then it has an aspect of the goof, and that requires aspect of the sof. So in reality, you might as well start from Ekev. By the way, we didn't finish. Now, Isav is that decision-making. Am I going to go into a material world or a spiritual world, or both worlds? There's three options for me again, right at the Ekev. Am I going to go to the right? Am I going to go to the left or center? Now, look at the Sefirot. Look at Sefirot, Eser Sefirot. Give me the center line. There's
that,
only one center line.
That.
All the center line. It has to have three.
Three.
All the center line. Give me center line.
That
three Sefirot.
Bravo.
Da'at Tiferet V'Yesod. It's that.
Three, and is there only one?
No. It's one kav.
Yeah.
But three. Rosh, Toch, Sof. Rosh is Da'at. Toch is Tiferet. Sof is Yesod.
So that is my... Is the center my
exactly
head. Okay.
It includes of everything. It includes your intelligence, includes your intellect, includes your understanding, includes everything. Yes.
So, Madame, didn't you say that after we are born, that navel portion be the
Satum
is taken away and our the malchut moves to bottom of our feet?
Right.
So where is the Rosh Tochsof there? It becomes Rosh and...
We're going to study. We're going to study. You know these kots we are talking about on the top of the yud? That kots is your belly button.
Oh.
It's unbelievable when...
To the womb?
Right. And you see, it's closed. That's why we cannot get to the kots, because it's closed. I could get to the kots when I was in the womb. Now, how can I get to the womb again? Very simple. He gave you. That's the secret of mikveh. You go to mikveh, you are boom. You go to the womb. That's you go to mikveh, you come out, you tapped into your...
That's why that's sick.
That's why what?
You follow?
Yeah.
And that is unbelievable, and it works. That's how you can tap into the coach. And in the coach, you have himself. You're literally to go. Now, you go, show me. The way you go to mikveh, what happens? When you go in, what happens? Your hand goes to here. Your feet comes to your chest. Like exactly Ibur in the fetus in the womb. Netzach Hod Yesod becomes Chochma Bina Da'at to your ears. And your knees, which is Netzach Hod Yesod, comes to Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. Everything gets Aliyah.
Before I thought that the quotes would be coming on top of my head, not on top of my navel.
How do you like that?
It changes once.
How do you like that? It is true. Those are already, come on, you tell me. Do you control your thoughts? What to come in, what not to come in?
That's one of the actions you need to work on.
After you get it. But you don't control what comes in. Now, when you eat, you put in your mouth. You decide from outside to put something inside. Do you control what's going on into your kishke?
No,
no way.
No,
you know. Where do you control now something to come from inside? Aspect, the voice that comes out. That's one thing. The voice that comes out. And the sperm that comes out of you. Anything else? Whatever your hand forms and all that, end results, the bottom line is your sperm. It includes of everything of you. What comes out of your mouth, it could not be 100% you. But what comes from down there, so your real, real you is where? It's from your sperm. Not what comes out of your mouth, because that can be tricky-pricky. But that sperm, you cannot lie. Everything that is in you, your juice, write that down.
Why
there.
The mouth can be tricky, picky, like you said.
Because your intention could be that you say something lie.
Yeah.
But the sperm can't lie. It is what it is. That's why Yudke Vavke starts from there, my friend. That's why belly button is really the keter, that part is the end part. What comes is already a sod and malchut, done. Amazing.
And for women?
Amazing. The
yeah,
egg.
Yeah.
The egg. It's amazing. It's mind-boggling. And you know what? We haven't seen even a corner of the picture. not even the corner. You sometimes gonna be that Hashem. I would say, you sure.
We have next lifetime.
Okay, in the woman, Shaddai, Shin Dalet Yud. That's called Shaddai. In the man, is Sagur.
What did he ask that you say that?
He says, the body got to give something. Yeah, he does, the woman. Because we understand that the Nekudah Parsa goes up. It changes. A woman, first, is receiver, but then becomes a male. So male, what, she doesn't have any male instrument. What is extended out of her is her Shaddai. This becomes her Yesod.
The more the better.
She gives the Aliyah to the Yesod and becomes this. And you look at it and say, my God. How come she has two? Because man has two eggs, two balls. You need right and left. And figure that one out. And you'll see Adam. And now the more you say, there was a period of my studies that I took, there is a book that an artist, and by the way, Israel, he made every part of our body in all the level of skin, bone, muscles, and nerves. He painted by hand. And he was a pathologist, and he painted it by hand and showed that is a book in the medical schools, studies. The only way you want to see what how the bone looks, how the liver looks, how the heart looks, how everything in your body from the toe to the top, he has painted, and it's a book. It's a very famous book. You open those things, and you study this, and you look at those pictures. Your mind, your body goes into goose pimples. It's unbelievable that whatever it's so precise. It's so, everything that really God created up to you is included in you. How did you do that? He says, look, I put Ein Sof in you. But I'm limited. He says, yeah, I know. That's what makes me God. Any other questions? I believe you had fun. I believe you had fun. And I mentioned it, this what we study. From now on, you already saw, you have the inside, the outside, the light and the vessel. And then we already studied up, down, left, right, center. Now we have male, female, which is really the light and the vessel. It's only the light and the vessel. Now, you gotta put all this together and see it in Adam. 248 parts, right, center, left, front, back, up, down, three parts, Rosh, Toch, Shov. Here it is. Now, let's study this factory. And it's a factory. And you know what? Baruch Hashem, we are the luckiest one. Shabbat Shalom.